Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Thursday road edition. Dominic on the road, Wausau, Wisconsin, Bull Falls Radio. How you doing, fella?
Awesome, Crudy. Great to be with you. Great to be in Wausau, Wisconsin today.
The Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 has begun. It has commenced. Here we are. You know, a little troubling driving by a sign on 51 North. Plover also using the Fall in Love.
Oh, what? They're the copying us.
I think they are. We're gonna have to compete, you know, thumb wrestle or something. We've actually got one of the fine civic media hosts from here in Wausau. He's Chad Holmes of the Chad Holmes Show. He also does the big high school football show on Wednesday nights. And, of course, calls many of the fine high school football and basketball and all the other sports here.
Enough already. Enough.
A lot of hats you wear, young man. Welcome, Chad Holmes, to the Devil's Advocates.
I should say welcome, Devil's Advocates, to Wausau.
Yes, thank you, Chad. You, great to be here, man.
Shiny new facility. Oh. Right? Third in Washington. And, man, they've been building out here. What? There is construction going on right here, literally in the front yard.
I keep waiting for Schwarzenegger to come out of the rubble as the Terminator whenever I come by over here and look out the window. But they are building, and it's going to be beautiful, and it's a beautiful day. And it's just, I just love this new place. Can't wait to be in here permanently, but I'm glad to be here with you guys.
We're sort of christening the studio
That's
together.
That's right. Inaugurated. Oh, I don't know if inauguration.
We'll have to get a bottle of champagne and crack it on Dom's head. Chad.
Yes.
Bull Falls Radio. Marathon County, Wausau. It's a lovely town. And
great
the connection here, at least through the radio dial, in many ways starts with your connection through high school sports. That's a big part of this community. We see the listenership. We see the people connecting. Chad, tell us about the high school sports and how important that is to a community like Wausau.
Oh, I think it's really important. And again, I'm so thrilled that you and Sage and everybody at Civic realize that as well, because I've been here at WXDO for a long time before you guys took over just over a year ago. In fact, just was this past week.
Happy birthday to Bull Falls Radio.
Well, actually, right. For my show. We had Bull Falls was August 1st.
Happy birthday, Chad Holmes.
You got to look at me. But no, you're right. I mean, it really is something. And I was really thrilled whenever you tell me, hey, we got a lot of people on the stream listening to our high school football broadcast. And something I say a lot is we're the only Wausau radio station right now that covers live play-by-play. And I know that people appreciate it. We got Wausau West, Newman Catholic, and Marathon. Lots of folks. It brings the community together. In fact, last Friday night, it was the Wausau Law game. Wausau West and Wausau East, the final one before the merger of the schools in 2 years. They set a record. The place was packed. 3,000 people were there.
Wow.
They, you know, every seat was filled. They were lined up around
the track. And this is not small. I actually asked you. You said Division One teams.
Yeah,
here.
Division One, and absolutely. And people appreciate it. I know that folks, whether they're here in the area, whether they're graduates, whether grandma and grandma are all somewhere else, it's important. And as you said as well, it's about community. And that's what I know that Civic Media believes in as well. It's just really about doing something that's good for the community. And I think that what Bull Falls Radio has been trying to do is talk about issues that are important to the community and also bring you sports that are important to the community as well.
Well, one thing I want to point out is we don't just do one game on a Friday night. It could be two or three concurrent games being broadcast here in the Wausau area on the Bull Falls Radio. Well, we got 98.9 FM. We've got 12:30 a.m., but most importantly, we've got this shiny Civic Media app. And the app here for Bow Falls Radio, and this is a unique market because of the affinity for high school sports here and the history of you and your colleagues doing so much high school sports, these concurrent things. You guys actually have three streams that play concurrently, three different games.
Wow.
High school play-by-play going out each Friday night. And, Chad, it's damn good. I listen to our competitors. You guys are better.
I agree in terms of that app is fantastic. We've been trying to do this for a number of years, and we've had hit and miss. I mean, it's not easy to do three games at one time. We did three games last Friday. It was the first time this year that we had all three of our teams play on Friday night, and it went smoothly, and the sound quality on the app is great. And for folks who want to go back and forth between the games, you pull up that app, it says primary, sports one, sports two, or sports two and sports three. You have three chances to go. You can go back and forth, make sure you know all the games, you're keeping up to speed on it. But it's fantastic. The folks who worked on that app really did a fantastic job, because it's not easy. Where I'm worried when I get on the air on a Friday night, oh, I'm going to get a text from one of our other guys.
Somebody's
in marathon.
Parents or something, yeah.
Or just one of our, oh, we're having a problem here. Or
people
we can't hear
care a lot about whether or not they can hear their kid, their grandkid, their neighbor's kid on the radio.
Absolutely.
It matters to people, Chad.
It does matter, and it's important. And I don't, you know, sometimes people don't realize it is important, and that's why I have a passion for it. I'm glad the company has a passion for it, and I know that our listeners have a passion for it.
You also host the Chad Holmes Show in the mornings, 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM, 12:30 a.m. Chad, sometimes you get pulled into the political realm. So what are the issues? What should people know about this part of the state? If you're listening in Milwaukee or Madison or Richland Center or Amory, what should they know about this town, about Wausau Marathon County?
There's been a lot going on in the year that I've been doing this. And sometimes you wonder, what am I going to talk about? Is there going to be a lot to talk about? There's been a lot to talk about. I mean, right from the very beginning, we had these issues involving school consolidation. And when you do things like that, there's a lot of emotion with that. And, you know, there are a lot of folks that are for the consolidation that has been passed by the board earlier this year, and there are still those who are fighting it. They are still attempting to turn it back, so there's still a lot of passion with that. The idea of seeing Wausau East and Wausau West go away really disturbed some people. So we tried to keep on top of that, be fair about that. We had, again, you know, the issue that's disturbing involving a Wausau East High School band teacher, music teacher, that ultimately led to that teacher leaving, and also changes within the principalship of Wausau East. Again, that's not that's not a fun story to talk about, but it's an important story to talk about. Just in the last few weeks, you're talking about what's going on here.
Third in Washington, our location, we're in downtown Wausau, Wisconsin, the new location of Bull Falls Radio, and the construction has commenced.
Well, it's supposed to be actually further along. There was a deadline on September the 1st.
Who's missing deadlines around here?
Well, we won't go there. But called T Wall is the developer. They have a contract.
Yep.
Terrence Wall.
He ran for some politics himself once upon a time.
And he has been making some odd claims towards the city and city council when it's he who wants the extension. It was he who agreed to the contract a year ago. And yet he is coming out here and throwing bombs. And I said on the air last week, and again, this is a little speculation. It's almost as though he's trying to sabotage the whole deal. This is way too important for this community. And I have grave concerns after reading some of I had not been totally, as I think, as familiar as you were with Mr. Wall, but it sounds like down in Madison, he got upset with somebody handing out some mini candy bars and filing a complaint against that. So that's a story that's continuing right now, because just, I think it was about 2 weeks ago now, the board decided to say, we want to study any amendments to this agreement.
Construction plan.
Yeah, we made the agreement. You want to extend it. We want to make sure that we're covered here. So it's going to take maybe a little time. I think they're going to ultimately extend it. But Terrence Wall just got so upset and started making these comments, sending out statements to the media that this made me shake my head. So that's, again, a very, I think it's a story that is very important to this area, downtown, vibrant downtowns, whether it's Wausau or anywhere else in the state, is vital.
Yeah, heaven
important.
Forbid the local government dot the rising oh. cross their T's when the developer is the one, slowing the whole thing down
exactly.
and then wants to change plans. That's actually the responsible thing to do for representative government.
Absolutely. And both the mayor and the council, I think, are being very responsible here. It's a vitally important project.
We do have the Wausau mayor. She's our next fine guest. She is Katie Rosenberg, and she's in the building. She'll join us at about 4:30. Mayor of Wausau. But this fine downtown, this is a town that's got it going on. And I have been very clear to Dom, I like Wausau, and I get to all the cities. I've been to all the different locations we represent.
It's a good thing you said that.
I
know you mean it, because you've been
here
before.
I mean it sincerely. It's
I know
been
you
beautiful.
Do.
When I came down here last winter, and, the Mexican joint across the street's not half bad, and the place you took me up the street's not
the
half
mint.
Bad. Yeah, we all have our favorites.
Yep, I love the Mint.
What
yeah,
I
get
love
them on the air.
Is a community that is growing, that is investing in itself, that is vibrant, because that's when people start getting involved in their civic activities, in their politics, and that's where we come in,
mm-hmm.
at least Dom and I. We're trying to get people to care about the communities they live in, the state they live in. We know we certainly do. Chad, what should we know about local cooking other than the fact that what you say, East or West is the favorite this weekend, this Friday?
West is doing better. West won the log last week. West beat East. West is undefeated. And West is the team that we cover. So that's a good thing as well. We have the Warriors and undefeated so far. So yeah,
last,
Wausau West.
Last minute so of this segment, Chad Holmes, Bull Falls Radio. What other home cooking can you give us?
Man, I mean, of course, when you drive in, I'm sure you saw the big hill.
That's, yes,
we're
always.
We're yep. coming up on winter. I mean, that's what brings
the leaves are
in.
Changing here.
But you're going to see those lights come on. You're going to see the snow on Granite Peak. It's such a vital cog here for the wintertime. And if you're a skier, this is the place to be. Number one site in the state of Wisconsin.
And Chad, my understanding is you've got other plans. You got to leave us because what you're dining. With a high school football team, a fine tradition.
I do my pregame interview with the coach after practice, and then they're so nice to me. They give me food. They like me. I like that. So it's like
probably pasta, I suspect. The day before the game, we used to do spaghetti feeds. Chad Holmes, he is the host of the Chad Holmes Show right here on Bull Falls Radio. That's Wausau. You can find it on the app as well. 98.9 FM, 1230 AM. You're listening right now. We'll let Chad go cover some high school football. Don't forget. Three streams here locally for fine coverage. Come on back. We got fine guests, including Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg. Devils on the road in Bull Falls Radio Land.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always take you on the road with us at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, we have the Queen of the North next. Mayor Katie Rosenberg of Wausau. We're here, the very beginning of the Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023. We started at Bull Falls Radio. And the thing I like about the Bull Falls Radio, you can throw the horns for both the Devils
yeah.
and the Bull Falls Radio. Throw the horns, baby. We had Chad throwing the horns. We took a little social media with our friend Chad Holmes. Thank you for joining us on the air. Chad does a fine job with high school sports. And even if you don't know the teams, I have tuned in because Chad is that good. He is just really passionate on the mic. And
yeah.
it is damn good stuff. He is an award-winning sports broadcaster and not half bad in the mornings with the Chad Holmes Show, 8 to 10 a.m. right here on the Bull Falls Radio. As mentioned, Katie Rosenberg joining us next. But, big breaking news out of the great state of Wisconsin.
Lots of breaking news today, Crudy. Where do you want to go first?
Republicans in the Wisconsin State Senate are trying to fire Megan Wolf. And the vote has come. And, Dom, what can you tell me? What has happened with the Megan Wolf?
Molly Beck from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, fueled by lingering outrage over the 2020 election within Wisconsin GOP Senate Republicans. The Senate Republicans voted Thursday to fire the state's top election official, a move that is all but certain to catapult Wisconsin's election agency into a legal battle over who oversees voting in this battleground state heading into the 2024 presidential election. In a party line vote during a floor session at the state capitol, the state senate rejected the nomination of Wisconsin Election Commissioner Administrator Megan Wolf, the leader of the state's elections agency that has become a target of those who harbor intense distrust of election officials amid the baseless campaign by former Trump to sow doubt in the legitimacy of the 2020 election loss.
So let me get this straight. This is about Stop the Steal. This is about a rigged 2020 election.
This is more of the same, yes.
About decertifying the outcome of the Wisconsin election. And God forbid, Megan Wolf, the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, administrated the directives of the bipartisan board. Because she didn't actually make any of these rules on her own. She's only the vessel.
Yes.
Of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Do I have this right, sir?
Crudy, critics of Wolf, many of whom in 2022 supported impossible efforts to decertify the 2020 election, applauded from the Senate gallery following the vote. Republicans argued they must fire Wolf in order to address the lack of confidence concerns Trump first fostered without evidence to back up his claim. Now, I believe we have a few cuts from Senator Spreitzer, a Democrat. I'm going to lead
our recent guest on the show from Beloit, Mark Spreitzer. He was on the elections committee. He was the lone vote in support of Megan Wolf the other day. Nate, help us out, man. Play it for the people.
Cut one, please.
Regardless of what resolution was passed in June, the Senate cannot simply manufacture a nomination that does not exist. And the Senate cannot have a confirmation process on a nomination that does not exist. So any vote that is taken today on this nomination has no legal force and is not properly before the Senate, and I'm sure is likely to be litigated later.
Of course it will be litigated later.
The
Megan
Republican
Wolf
said
will remain in her position until this is settled. So, you know, typical Republicans doing a lot of grandstanding, but ultimately this has no legal value. There is nothing to vote on. But that doesn't stop them because this is all, showmanship.
See you in court.
Performative politics. What's the end result? Oh, we have all this concern. Well, who fostered that concern? Well, you Republicans did. Donald Trump did. You guys are
Gableman
the ones.
Gableman did.
Gableman, they did, and they still do. A few more from Senator
Dan Knoll, Janelle Branchon.
Yes.
We can name names.
We can name names. Cut two, please, Nate.
Administrator Wolf is a highly qualified professional with an amazing reputation, not just here in the state of Wisconsin, but around the country. Not only was she previously put forward unanimously by the Bipartisan Elections Commission and confirmed by this state Senate, she's been elected by the chief election officials of other states to be the president of the National Association of State Election Directors just last year in 2022.
Well, that just goes to show you how deep state she is, Crudy. another one from Sprite, so let's do the long one. Cut number three, please.
But yet this legislature, whether it was the Assembly last session or the Senate this session, insists on continuing to relitigate the 2020 election because Donald Trump apparently wants that to continue to happen. And Donald Trump has continued to fan the flames of conspiracy theories that led at the public hearing even for calls for Megan Wolf's arrest. It's one thing to debate whether or not she should continue as administrator, and that is certainly the purview of the bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission to decide whether she should continue. But to call for her arrest at a public hearing, and we had multiple people do that. There is no basis for that, and yet this fake confirmation process has given official platform to those kinds of calls.
Of course, it's the Trumpsters. Lock her up. Senator Lena Taylor also chiming in her opinion on the hypocrisy. Cut six, please, Nate.
You sidestepped the process. You found a loophole. The hypocrisy in this House is a little much.
It's a lot much. And finally, Republican LeMahieu had this to take. Cut eight.
three WEC commissioners and interim administrator Wolf have shown blatant disregard for the appointment process and the laws of the state of Wisconsin. They have cast unnecessary suspicion on the integrity of Wisconsin's election process.
What? I mean, who's casting unnecessary suspicion? It's the Republicans. It's your crew, LeMahieu. That is why. It's your folks in the gallery cheering, the ones calling for Megan Wolf's arrest, who is doing the bidding of the bipartisan commission. Yeah, she's the one that should be arrested. She's the one causing distrust, sowing distrust in with Wisconsin's elections. Yeah, right. No one's believing that. LeMahieu.
Well, we get an early tell, right? These Republicans, they're bad. Come back with us. We're pretty good. We got a fine guest. She's the Queen of the North, Katie Rosenberg, Mayor of Wausau, Wisconsin.
The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. On the road again, a Thursday. Fall in love to her hometown. 2023, I think I get close.
Is that what
to
we're calling
that,
it?
Right? That's what we're calling
it's a
it.
Fall in love.
And we're here in beautiful Wausau, Wisconsin.
You are in love, aren't you?
I am.
It's
well,
happened. An instant.
With Wausau. This is a beautiful town.
Yeah, thank you.
And other than this little construction site going on behind us.
Little.
Hey, man. We're trying.
There's a lot going on.
we're trying.
It's called infrastructure.
Our fine guest, want to make the introduction. We're here in the Bull Fall Radio Studios. With the mayor,
hi.
She's Katie Rosenberg. And Katie,
yeah,
I've heard you called.
Oh.
The Queen of the North.
Oh.
Affectionately. That's a term of affection.
That's a compliment.
Oh, my gosh. Now, I don't think Dave Obie ever got called the King of the North, so I'm going to call him up and let him know.
Yes. The politics have changed so much. We had Dave Obie on the show.
We did.
Rang
yep.
his bell a little bit.
We went after
you
it.
You aren't living until Dave Obie yells at you. I promise you.
Dave was a little cantankerous that day.
He was.
We argued about the implementation of Obamacare.
Yep,
oh,
yep.
Yeah. He got to gavel that in. It was awesome.
Well, Dave didn't so much care about the method as just the outcome.
Yes, and I took some exception to that. But here we are today.
Yeah, we got it.
Katie, this town that you're in, we see this as something of the gateway to the north.
Yeah, sure.
And we are starting our fall tour literally in Wausau, Wisconsin, because I see the importance of this area politically as sort of the last populated area, about 154,000 people in Marathon County. You've got a
we did some research.
Fine community, I believe. What, like 51,000 here
40,
in Wausau?
Yeah. 40.
My bad. It's been a year or so since
yeah.
I looked at the
well,
demographic
I mean,
map.
Well, we got a couple of like surrounding municipalities. Maybe you're including them.
Maybe
we
I
love
am.
Our neighbors mostly.
Rounding error. I don't do math well on the radio. But here's the point: relative to northern Wisconsin.
Yeah.
This is the last populous.
Yeah, you got us.
And it is a vibrant city. And I've seen it in the winter. I've seen it in the summer. It's very nice. And new construction, new stuff going on here.
Mm-hmm.
You're one of the few liberals, quote unquote.
Wait, you're a liberal?
Liberal.
You're one of the few liberals in a position of elected leadership in northern Wisconsin.
Hmm.
And therefore, I heard you term the Queen of the North.
Wow, I love it. I'm going to call up Jim Payne, mayor of Superior, and I'm going to let him know that I have a fancy nickname, and he doesn't yet.
Well, it's that or T-Bone. What would you prefer?
Oh, God. I'm going queen.
Yes, queen of the North.
That's
settled.
My mom is Norwegian, so this is perfect. She'll
all
love
right,
this.
Nice.
She'll love this.
So, Katie, tell us what's important. What should people in other parts of the state, what should they know about this fine city?
Yeah. Okay, so you are in the heart of our downtown, and you're seeing a little bit of change happening here right outside your window. But we have wonderful local businesses, and we have all kinds of activities happening year-round. So I'm going to tell you about my favorite ones, but just know that like there's stuff that there's not my favorite. So I'm not going to talk about golf. I'm not going to talk about other things. But we have Red Mountain State Park that is 10 minutes from here. That is my favorite thing. If you are a Discover Wisconsin person, I was just leading the Discover Wisconsin host on a hike at Rib Mountain. So we got to see the turkey vultures and all of that. So recommend curling. We have an Olympic curling facility.
Nice.
Here. It's maybe 6 blocks from my house. And so if you're into that, we've got beginner curling all the time.
I've never tried it, but
oh my gosh,
that seems like a sport I could probably keep up with.
Dude, it
probably.
Is amazing.
Curling, dude, you don't even do legs.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's a lot of fun. And so I was on a curling.
Now that's one where the stone on the ice and
the sweeping. Yeah, you got it. The funny pants, all of it. Yep. So recommend that. I mean, that's a multi-generational thing here.
Yes. And you can drink during curling, right?
You are required to drink during curling. And if you don't, you are then required after the game ends, the match. You go and you socialize with your team that you just played and get to know them. So late nights, but a lot of fun. Nice. So recommend that.
Right, get real competitive? Do they ever get a little cantankerous Dave Obie style?
Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to imagine what kind of skip Dave Obie would be, and I feel like you would hear him bellowing throughout the ice. So I suppose so, but it's very much about decorum. So it works well for practicing your political life. So recommend. We have baseball. We have the Woodchucks. We have a hardwood bat league. It's amazing. Love it. And, of course, like all of our shops. I need to talk all about our shops. They're incredible.
My wife really likes the downtown shopping here.
Yes, you should like it. I'm the vice president of our River District, and I have been for a while. We are a national award-winning Main Street. So that was even when we still had our mall. We got a lot going on.
What about the art scene? I understand that there's quite an arts community here.
Yeah, actually, you're a little bit late. Last weekend was our outrageous weekend, and we had...
Dom's always a little bit late.
Yeah, story of my life.
Hey, man. Next time, the first weekend after Labor Day, you show up and you'll enjoy it. We had Festival of Arts, so that was right downtown. We had Art in the Park over in Marathon Park, and then our internationally acclaimed museum, the Woodson Art Museum, had their Birds and Art display unveiled, so you can still look at that. That's an opportunity for you. So, yeah, we got tons of stuff. We have the Contemporary Art Museum right down here. So there's a lot going on. If you want to take classes, if you want to get tattooed, like, look at this. I got this tattooed right there.
Oh, that's
the street,
beautiful.
Right?
Great
so,
ink.
Like, yes, we have so many great artists.
Folks, you're listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. We got the Queen of the North. She is Mayor of Wausau, Katie Rosenberg. She's
got
some
to spiral off, too.
Beautiful bird ink. Obviously.
We're a bird city, if you didn't know that.
You must have some affection for birds.
I do,
you have literally tattoos of birds.
Yeah.
Sleeves, almost sleeves.
See,
why the birds?
I mean, we're bird people, right? We got a lot of cranes that show up at our rookery, and this guy is actually just one that lived in my neighborhood for a little bit, so I celebrated ruining my mayoral election by getting that tattoo.
Nice. Congratulations.
So let's talk politics.
Let's talk politics.
You've won elections in a part of the state that is known to be more red than other parts of the state, let's say.
If you say so.
Marathon County is more red.
It is.
Wausau proper, the city itself, it elected a Democratic mayor. What do you see the politics like up here?
So it's interesting because my entire life up until about, 2010, I was represented by Democrats. I had Dave Obie as my congressman. I had every assembly person that represented me, starting with Tony Earle. I don't even think I was alive when Tony Earle was a representative, but Democrat. State senator was Russ Decker, right? Like every person who was elected to county office, the treasurer, the clerk, they were all Democrats, right? And what we realized after 2010 is that was Dave Obie infrastructure. So I think what we're seeing is kind of a change in how politics works up here. It's got to be based on a system instead of a person. And so I like to look at myself as part of that system, right? I have my friends at Wisconsin Progress. I've got a lot of people that are really kind of helping train people and get people excited about being engaged politically, and then you have to be brave and run. And I figured I couldn't be brave and run or tell people to be brave and run without doing it myself. So here we are.
Folks, you're listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg joining us in the studio. Appreciate you doing so. So the politics has morphed, at least in the county and up north, generally speaking. And you mentioned the politics of a person versus an organization with Obie. Do the personalities, are they as important as the organization? You know what I mean? Did Obie have such a personality that he was
so charismatic
to drive all these changes and get people to go and run for these offices and that was contagious.
Yeah.
How do you replace that with an organization?
Yeah, I don't know, but Tammy Baldwin is making a run at that, I tell you what. So he was chair and ranking member of that Appropriations Committee forever. So if you notice that huge exchange, highway, interchange out on the kind of west side of the city. That's a Dave Obie appropriation.
Little bacon brought home.
Oh, my gosh. We are covered at McCleary Bridge into Rib Mountain. Dave Obie did that. Nursing wing at North Central Technical College. Dave Obie did that. Wisconsin Institute for Public Policy and Service, their whole theater. Dave Obie did that, right? So it's one of those things where, like, you actually see the results.
So how do you feel about earmarks then?
I feel like... You need them because they get the job done, right? How do you get people to agree to vote for a budget? How do you not have a standoff every year over, you know, whether or not we pay our bills as a nation? Okay, you got to give – you need to have a discussion, right? And part of that discussion might be where those monies go. Tammy Baldwin is amazing at that, right? She's doing congressionally directed funding, I believe is what we're calling earmarks now. So we got one of those for our drinking water treatment facility. Really excited because it's a $20 million thing. So it makes a big difference.
Yeah.
And Tammy Baldwin gets out with her constituents.
Oh, man.
And look at her success. Mm-hmm. I think she might be unbeatable. Certainly the Republicans haven't put up anyone viable yet. But what is her secret? I mean, once upon a time, when she first ran against Tommy Thompson back in 12, I was a little concerned she might be too progressive.
No.
Since the progressive.
No.
But that has not been a hindrance. Not to her campaign, not to her success as a legislator. How does she do it so successfully?
She gets the work done. She
right.
gets the work done. I think the proof is right there. So I think that's truly all there is to it. She gets it done. And
now,
she shows up and she celebrates with you.
You know, she doesn't ever advocate for things like taking ivermectin as a cure for COVID and things of that nature.
Science-based policy. How about that?
Weird. It's so weird after Ron Johnson, you know.
We've interviewed both Tammy and Ron Johnson many times, and we've never really made national headlines with Tammy Baldwin. She seems very reasonable and thoughtful and gives good answers. But Ron takes it to a different place. Ron is also a senator here in the mm-hmm. state of Wisconsin, and that is the juxtaposition of the state. We're both of these things.
Right.
We're cities that support fine
candidates
like you.
So now you're seeing
like you.
The microcosm and the dichotomy of what we are here. We're just a smaller version of that right here.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And how is this microcosm different than other rural parts of the state where you got a city and then you got the rural parts?
Yeah.
I mean, how is it very much the same? Certainly Wisconsin not homogenous, but how is this different or the same as other cities with small communities or rural around?
Yeah, so I would say, you know, because of the population, you know, we have our two-year campus, we have our technical college, and we have a medical college here. So we have this educational component that is bringing more people in and getting them introduced to what we do and what we have available. You're going to see some of that in Stevens Point too, right? They have a four-year university. And I think you'll see that in Superior. You know, having that educational component is really helpful because you're bringing in different kinds of people, sharing ideas, you're bringing in university programming. It's amazing. So I think that's probably the difference between us and just your run-of-the-mill random, I don't know, city in the Northwoods. Now, I love our random run-of-the-mill cities in the Northwoods. I'm in Rhinelander all the time. Love it. And if you look at that New York Times map of elections and who's voting for what, if you zoom in on Wausau, you're going to see a little blueberry, right? Like, that's us. If you zoom in on Rhinelander, you're even going to see a little blueberry there. You're going to see it. So Joe Biden got more votes by percentage than I did. So I think that's telling you what people are looking for here. They're looking for policies that address, you know, their needs as citizens.
Katie, I want to get your sense of the Senate Republicans in the state of Wisconsin today voted to fire the Megan Wolf, the administrator of the WEC. And they're saying, well, you know, people have so many concerns about our elections in the state. You ran. You won. What was your experience with the election administration here in the state of Wisconsin?
I have never interacted with a clerk here or elections officials in Madison that I didn't feel like took their job very seriously. So I would be shocked if Megan Wolf was one of those people that were wild and crazy about, you know, the rules. There's no way. These people are in those jobs because they care a lot about following those rules, making sure it's everyone's vote is counted, even if you don't agree with them. Obviously, you want it to be done right. So I don't agree with it, but what are you going to do? I mean, they also created the system that they're now mad about. So I don't know what to say.
After they took apart this last system they created.
Right? The Government Accountability Board and all of that. Yeah. So it's interesting to me that when you build something and then you don't like what happens to it, then you destroy it again. I don't know. I mean, I'm into science. We can repeat and do all these things, but what's the right thing to do?
Well, Katie, when Speaker Robin Voss made the first threat to impeach a Supreme Court justice, he came to local right-wing talk radio here in Wausau.
Cool.
And there is a dominating right-wing powerhouse that's in this town that covers a lot of the Northwoods. And they got the sports contracts, and they are influential. We always knew they were. Why do you think they come running up here? Why do you think Robin Voss comes up here to make news?
I mean, if you look, like, just look at how we're built, right? Our congressional district stretched over a gazillion counties, and same thing with our media market, right? Like, you got two TV stations in Wausau and one in Rhinelander. We are stretched out, so why wouldn't you come up here and reach the largest swath of land that you could? Now, if people are listening to it, cool and great, right? But I don't know.
Katie Rosenberg, she is the mayor of Wausau and the queen of the north. Welcome to Bull Falls Radio. Katie, you got a little bit of time. You want to stick around and talk some more politics?
Absolutely. Let's talk about the hard stuff next.
Well, we'll send Dom to the liquor store. Come back.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal. Only politics.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. If you missed any of this fine program, you can go to civicmedia.us, click on the shows tab, and the Devil's Advocates fine podcast and interviews.
Dominic, we are on the Fall in Love Tour 2023. We're in Wausau, Wisconsin. We're at the Bull Falls Radio. I guess we're in the studios in the facility here, and we got the mayor. She's the queen of the north. She's the mayor of Wausau.
I'm gonna change my LinkedIn.
Katie Rosenberg. I would do so.
Totally.
Now, as we snuck to break, and some weren't privy to this conversation, but I'm going to ask you to repeat yourself, Mayor.
Oh, no.
The tattoo. What are you
showing? The kohlrabi? Doesn't everybody have a kohlrabi tattoo? Don't you celebrate your favorite vegetables?
Kirby loves broccoli.
If I had one, I would celebrate it, perhaps.
Okay, so this is actually really fun. I had to do some heavy-duty research. I talked to a vegetable sociologist. That is a job that exists for somebody, amazingly. And
the vegetable sociologist.
Yeah, yeah.
How they interact with other vegetables. It,
yeah, you should really. This should be a whole series.
Dom, you missed your mark.
I guess so.
Yeah. But so I actually proclaimed last year that Wausau is the kohlrabi capital of North America because we eat so much kohlrabi.
And that looks like romaine lettuce or something.
It's more solid, but yeah, you're probably thinking of the leaves that are sticking out, right? Yeah. So it's like a solid, tastes a lot like broccoli to me.
Arugula?
No. See, you're thinking leaves. This is definitely more of a solid, I want to call it a root, but it kind of grows above a little bit, so...
You said it tastes like broccoli.
Yeah, it tastes like broccoli. So
You're losing me, man.
Oh, man.
No.
So the thing is,
and George W. Bush never cared much for broccoli.
Oh, I'm sorry for you. But we have so much German population here, so it's already kind of embedded in that German heritage. But we also have a big Southeast Asian population. 12% of our population here in Wausau, they're monk people. And so I've heard that they use it in slaws in place of green papaya. It's more readily available. So, yes, we are the kohlrabi capital of North America. You can celebrate with us every July.
Because it's grown here?
Because we just eat the most.
Because you consume the most.
Yeah, our farmer's market, we got it all. So,
where's the farmer's market? We're down here downtown.
Yep, just a couple blocks that way, right by the river.
Right by the river. It's beautiful here in downtown Wausau. And we talked about the development coming. 20-year forecast, vision for this city. What comes next? Other than this construction over here and a new children's museum and a widening of the road in the downtown.
And getting rid of some of these one-ways.
Well, you know, I kind of like the fact that we're at the mouth point of all the funnels. We're like at the delta of the Mississippi River here. But what's the vision? Where's the next 20 years going to take this city? At least if you have your way, Mayor.
Oh, my gosh. So right now we're talking a lot about housing and what that looks like. We talk about workforce housing. We talk about, you know, housing for people that want to move out of their houses and maybe retire and have someone else take care of their snow, things like that. So housing is definitely our next 5 year. Like, we got to crack at it. So we need 525 apartment units and by the time we reach 2025. So that's going to be an aggressive.
Pretty quick, sister.
Yes. Yeah, I know. And, you know, it's been a challenge. I know you were talking about it with some of our earlier guests, but yeah, it's a challenge. So that's what we're going to be working on. The other projects, water, that is my signature issue, if you haven't heard. We found PFAS in every one of our walls. So we have a new, we have a new drinking water facility. And by the middle of next year, we will have our granular activated carbon set up, filtering all the PFAS out. But it's taking time and a lot of money. And you know, we're also trying to replace every single one of our lead service lines. So that's an $80 million project we're trying to get done in 5 years.
That's a lot of money for
with other people's money, right? We want bipartisan infrastructure, Inflation Reduction Act. I want the DNR. I want foundations. So
how about broadband investment here in Marathon County and in Wausau?
Yeah, so largely Wausau's covered. Now, I would say when it comes to accessibility of broadband, the cost is prohibitive to some of our folks who live here. It's expensive. And so that's kind of the focus I've taken is like, how do we make it accessible to people? The county has really taken the lead. They had a broadband task force. If you haven't been told that you need to talk to John Robinson, who's been on the county board since forever, you probably should. He'll tell you all about it. He has a white paper on it. I see you taking a note there. So, yeah, it's an issue in outer parts of the county, but the affordability thing.
How about the issue of shared revenue, money going to the state, coming from the state? How's it been for the city of Wausau?
Okay, so as you know, the governor signed the shared revenue bill here in Wausau, right at our fire station, too. It was wonderful. It was celebratory. At the end of the day, I think we're getting $1.1 million in extra revenue, which is amazing. We love it. And then, of course, our health insurance costs are going up 18-20%. So, you know, we know where that's going.
Right.
$1.1 million, it is a lot of money for a private citizen. But for a municipality, that's really a relatively insignificant increase.
Yeah, in the context of our budget, it's maybe $130 million. So, you know, it's big. It's good. It's awesome. Love it. I'm never going to complain about
less
the state giving
1%,
us more money. Yeah. So there you go.
Folks, you're listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. We're live on the road, Bow Falls Radio, Wausau, Wisconsin. We've got the Queen of the North, as I've heard her described. She is Mayor Katie Rosenberg of Wausau. So, Katie, you want to be a Paul Soglin sort? You want to be mayor for your life?
No.
No.
Or, when you ask me if I want to be, no.
Maybe Paul Soglin. I like Paul Soglin. We love Mayor McGrumpy Pants. He was a friend of ours.
Yeah.
Still is, I would hope. But
no, I'm not a lifer. I promise you that. Like I don't want
other political ambitions. That's where I'm really angling.
Oh, that's where you're angling. I don't know about that. You know, I'm not sure about that one. I get asked a lot. And
very coy, very political answer.
Is it? Yeah. No, I guess like, and I don't even mean to be. I'm more like, I would like to see what life has in store for me. And like, maybe I would like to be responsible to like a couple of people who are my bosses instead of, I don't know, 40,000 or 7 million or whatever that is, right? Like, that's what I'm really thinking about. Like, where can I make the most difference? So.
And what do you think, you know, when people listen, and of course, we as discussed, you know, civility and politics over the course of the last 10 years kind of changed a little bit. How do you think people can get involved and make a little difference in their own way without, you know, necessarily running for mayor?
Yeah. So I think there's a lot of opportunities.
Because you don't want them running for mayor, right?
Hey, you know what? Everyone should run for mayor if that's what they want to do, right? Go ahead. Let's go. Let's talk about the ideas. So I would say this. I have a ton of opportunities for folks who are like, I would like to serve on a commission, and I don't want to run for elected office. Well, I appoint people. Every meeting, I appoint people to a commission. So we've got diversity commission. We've got sustainability. We've got a CDBG where we hand out millions of dollars to local organizations who have really good ideas. So talk to me. Let me know. I want to appoint you to a commission.
Katie, last 60 seconds here. My understanding you're part of a some sort of meeting next week with regards to race relations, something along those lines on Monday. What is that? And tell us what you're trying to accomplish.
Right. So we actually teamed up with the Attorney General, Josh Call, and the Anti-Defamation League and some other organizations. Channel 7, our friend, is going to be the moderator. So we are going to be talking about hate speech and what is constitutionally protected. Because we've had a couple incidents recently where people are very disturbed by the things they're hearing people say. So we wanted to talk through what that looks like. Can we silence them? And the answer is going to be disappointing because, like, as government, I can't tell you to shut up.
Right.
But you, as a fellow person in this world, you can tell people to shut up. How about that?
Dom often does.
Peer pressure, Katie.
Katie Rosenberg. She is the mayor of Wausau, Wisconsin. Beautiful city that it is. The Queen of the North. Katie, can't wait to get back. If you're not busy later, mayor, we're probably going to have some cold ones somewhere here in downtown.
Well, I got some suggestions.
All right, we'll hear them.
We'll come back. We've got a fine guest. He is Kyle Kilborn. He is a candidate for Congress from the 7th CD. That's the North. We're in the North. Come back with us.